At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. It's day two of the Texas legislature's 30-day special session. Republicans are vowing to pass conservative priorities in record time as they consider a laundry list of topics, including abortion restrictions and a bill blocking transgender bathroom access. Democrats are opposed to those additional items. So yesterday in the Senate, lawmakers began an effort to slow down work. It included using Senate rules to stall deliberation on a sunset bill, but Republicans pushed back, suspending the rule and speeding up the process. Here's North Richland Hills Republican Kelly Hancock.
Everybody knows why we're here and the purpose that we're here. Delaying that and not expeditiously moving forward in order to save these agencies and go ahead and pass the sunset bill makes it little sense and is a waste of taxpayer dollars.
Well, yesterday afternoon, the Senate passed two sunset bills out of committee and plans to vote on the bills today. It's also when a House committee is scheduled to take up its versions of the bills. One of the items Governor Greg Abbott once addressed this special session is whether a statewide ban on texting while driving replaces rules cities already have on the books.
I am calling for legislation that fully preempts cities and counties from any regulation of mobile devices in vehicles. We don't need a patchwork quilt of regulations that dictate driving practices in Texas.
As part of our statewide Texas Decide series, a very special session, we'll answer a listener who asked us whether or not the governor and legislature will leave the statewide ban on texting intact during the session, and how that effort is just part of the governor's theme of local control. My story coming up tonight at 6:20 on All Things Considered on KERA 90.1. A Food and Drug Administration advisory panel opened a new era in cancer treatment last week. The panel unanimously recommended the approval of the first treatment to fight leukemia with a patient's own genetically altered immune cells. As part of KERA's Breakthrough Series, exploring the leading edge of health science and technology, Stephanie Kuo talked with Dr. Theodore Leitch, a pediatric oncologist at Children's Health and UT Southwestern Medical Center, one of 13 project research sites in the U.S. Leitch, who is also one of the study's lead investigators, says this new cancer therapy could be formally approved as early as this year.
Dr. Theodore Leitch, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. It's a great pleasure to be here.
Help me break this down. What is this genetically engineered T-cell therapy and how does it work?
So this is a new type of therapy, immune therapy, where we take a patient's T cells out of their body, which are their normal immune fighting cells, send them to a laboratory where they're engineered to then attack the leukemia and then reinfuse them. There they're able to attack and kill the leukemia and grow and proliferate, and so may be able to control the leukemia for a long period of time.
I've read that it's called a living drug.
Right. These are actually live T cells that we give back to the patient that then grow and attack the leukemia, much in the same way that your immune system fights a virus when you get a cold.
And how does this therapy differ from what doctors have been doing with leukemia prior to this?
So previously, our therapies have relied on cytotoxic chemotherapy, which is drugs that we give that kill cells that are growing quickly in your body. Those drugs have a lot of side effects because they also kill normal cells that grow quickly. That's why they make patients lose their hair or have low blood counts. This therapy is really entirely different from that. So instead of just attacking fast-growing cells, we're attacking cells that have a specific marker on them. That's a marker that's on the cancer cells. And so we can train the immune system to attack and kill those cells. And then we hope to be able to maintain that remission by continuing to watch for those cells and kill them should they develop.
How did doctors realize that you could actually take your own body and use it to fight against a cancer in this way?
So there's been interest in using your immune system to fight cancer for a long time, but this specific therapy has only been developed within the last few years. So the first child treated with this specific drug was only treated about 5 years ago. So this has been a very rapid development of this therapy for kids with leukemia.
Thousands of children and young adults get diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia a year, and most of them are cured with standard treatments. But in about 15% of cases, leukemia doesn't respond or they relapse. How big of a milestone is this therapy then for these patients?
So what I can tell you is that the data that we've seen so far with the study that we have been conducting is that over 80% of children treated with this therapy with relapsed leukemia will go into remission. And that's markedly better than anything else that we've had in the past, where less than 50% and many times less than a quarter of patients will go into remission with relapse therapies. And this is a real breakthrough for those kids.
What else can this therapy do? Right now, its focus is on leukemia in children, but is there a possibility that this therapy could work for other cancers?
So the specific therapy that's been developed that we're discussing is targeting B cells. B cells are a normal part of your immune system that are responsible for making antibodies. And so there are other cancers of B cells that are also being studied, including a cancer that occurs more commonly in adults called diffuse large B cell lymphoma. There's also interest about whether or not we can apply this to other cancers that aren't related to B cells. And then you would need to design a different target for these cells to attack. And there are ongoing clinical trials, none of them quite as advanced yet as this therapy for children with leukemia.
It seems like the road is still really long to curing cancer. Help me put this milestone into the context of the biggest milestone, which is where we cure cancer altogether. How far are we away from that?
I think curing cancer altogether is a very difficult task. Cancer is actually not one disease, but many, many diseases. And as we've been able to do and learn more about the genetics of cancer, we actually learn that it's even more diseases than we thought, that it's not just each individual type of cancer, but there are individual mutations that cause cancer within each of those types. So I think that the goal of curing everyone with cancer is absolutely our goal, but that is a long way away. I think the development of this first immune therapy where we're able to engineer a T cell to attack a patient's cancer is a major step that may help us fight some of those cancers where there is a good target on the cancer that we can attack.
Dr. Theodore Leitch is a pediatric oncologist at UT Southwestern Medical Center and Children's Health. He led the research in Texas for this T-cell cancer therapy. And finally, a Grapevine police dispatcher recently arranged to have his girlfriend stopped by an officer so he could surprise her with a marriage proposal. A cop pulled up behind Amanda Radican claiming her car was reported as stolen, nearly bringing the woman to tears. Grapevine police dispatcher Stephen Smith then walked up behind her, got down on a knee, and proposed. She said yes, and the Grapevine Police Department released the body cam footage of the exchange, offering best wishes to the happy couple. Mostly sunny skies for the day with a high near 99. It's 8:30.